Oculus was supposed to bring virtual reality to everyone by now. What happened? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Virtual reality is the technology that keeps on promising. In about the last decade, the promise has seemed so much closer, especially when Oculus came along looking like such a game changer that Facebook dropped $2 billion on it in 2014. Blake Harris is the author of The History of the Future, Oculus, Facebook, and the Revolution that Swept Virtual Reality. And his book is really two stories. First is the story of how Oculus and all of virtual reality tech has kind of stalled. And second is the role that Facebook played in that stall. First, I asked Harris where Oculus sits right now.
They're in the top two in an industry of two. So that's commendable. At least they're in the industry. But certainly not where they expected to be. You know, as part of my research, I ended up spending 3.5 years researching and reporting this book. And I was actually going over an email from Mark Zuckerberg to the Oculus CEO, Brendan Uribe, from a month or two before they acquired them. And Mark was saying that he estimated there would be 50 to 100 million VR headsets about 5 years from then. And so we're almost at the 5-year mark, and there certainly are not. You know, there's probably 1 or 2 million VR headsets out there. And that's, you know, 1/20th of what the expectation was.
Wow. Well, so then I wonder, is it a book about how having the good technology is not enough?
Having the best technology is not always a winning formula. Expectations is a big part of it. Messaging is a big part of it, too. And I think the backlash to the acquisition of Oculus by Facebook was a good indication of how poorly Oculus handled that messaging and how the VR community felt about Facebook being involved in this thing that, you know, all technology is intimate, but VR is incredibly intimate. It's on your face. It can track your eye movements. There's cameras in your house. So Facebook being involved in this was really unnerving to a lot of people.
Let's stare down that hard reality that the tech maybe is just way harder than anybody gives it credit for. And that it was ultimately like a lack of software and a lack of really, truly immersive experiences and motion sickness. And
right.
I mean, are you bearish or bullish on virtual reality overall?
I'm still more bullish than ever. And part of that is emotional. You know, when people take off the virtual reality headset after the first demo, so many people I know, my wife included, said, wow, I just saw the future. That's the future. And you don't even really know what that means. How do you make a business out of something that we all agree is very cool? But what is the value to that? Is it entertainment? Is it productivity? You know, that is why you still see Google and Microsoft and Apple and these other big tech players still just dipping their toe into virtual reality and augmented reality, because there's not really, you know, money to be made there, but also there's still doubt that it's ever going to be the future.
Blake Harris is the author of The History of the Future, which is out now. Tomorrow, we'll talk more with him about that Facebook acquisition and how, technology aside, Oculus's core community never really forgave the company, and how Facebook's vision for the future of VR might have been too much too soon. And now for some related links. The book is, of course, also a detailed story about the controversial Oculus founder, Palmer Luckey, who got himself embroiled in the politics of the 2016 presidential election, who was also sued for $500 million for intellectual property theft related to the creation of his Oculus headsets. Anyway, that guy, Palmer Luckey, has a new company that develops virtual reality and artificial intelligence tech. And it reportedly just got a big contract from the Pentagon to work on that tech as part of the government's Project Maven. Project Maven is the only sort of secret initiative to develop better artificial intelligence and image recognition for military drones. It is also, of course, the project that famously caused such outcry among Google employees that the company canceled its Pentagon contract to develop military tech. Palmer Luckey's new company has funding, support, and former employees from Peter Thiel's Founders Fund and his data analytics company, Palantir. Palantir, of course, is a big provider of tech to the Defense Department and police agencies. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.